Earth and Sky.
I think it's important to keep an open mind and to look at the technology and what it can do. It's important to save CO2, to store CO2 safely, but it can be done with appropriate regulation. So for people to be curious about this technology and to learn about what it can really do and then talk about it in an informed way.
You're listening to Stephanie Held, head of the Technology Network Unit of the International Energy Agency. I'm Jorge Salazar, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. I spoke with Ms. Held at the Copenhagen Climate Summit in December 2009 about what she called a roadmap for achieving goals in reducing CO2 emissions. Dr. Held, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
You've spoken of a technology roadmap for carbon capture and storage. What is important for people to know about it, and where is that road going?
What we find really important to say is that CCS is a key technology moving forward, which is existing, available, and can be used today if we want to achieve by 2050 the targets that we've set ourselves. And the IEA is promoting a 50% CO2 energy-based reduction by 2050. And if you want to do that at lowest cost, then CCS is the key technology. But it's part of a portfolio of technologies, so it's not the only option.
Now today, the industrialized nations, U.S., Europe, Canada, they lead in progress made on carbon capture and storage. Tell us more about the growing role that you've mentioned today in your talk of developing nations of Asia, Latin America. What is their role in the future for carbon capture and storage?
Well, the IEA, with the roadmap, has set out the need that is there for the world to achieve the 50% reduction target. And it's clear that at the beginning, like right now, OECD countries need to lead the way on projects that need to be scaled up later and that can become fully commercialized integrated systems. But as we move forward into 2050, we're looking at more than 3,000 projects on the ground, and most of them will be in developing countries. So it's really key, capacity building, technology transfer, learning and doing things together in an international collaborative way is key, and that the funding mechanisms being placed through CDM and other sources of funding is important, and we're here to talk about that.
And this 3,000 number that you mentioned, this is in comparison to zero today?
We have about, well, we say 70, but we heard in the panel as well there's a few other projects that are being set up, but what we would like to see is that they become really quickly fully commercialized so that we can learn, that we can, and that it's not only linked to clean coal or coal fire plants, but other industrial sectors like cement, iron, steel, aluminum, etc.
Two questions. What is the biggest technological obstacle to carbon capture and storage, and how is it being addressed now?
There isn't really an obstacle at all. The technology is available and it can be used. There are milestones for us to achieve, regulatory milestones, political will, as well as some integrated regulation and CDM funding mechanism, for example. But the technical obstacles have been solved, and now all we need to do is scale it up and take it from there.
Oh, thank you for talking with us today. What is the most important thing that you want people today to know about carbon capture and storage?
I think it's important to keep an open mind and to look at the technology and what it can do. It's important to save CO2, to store CO2 safely, but it can be done with appropriate regulation. So for people to be curious about this technology and to learn about what it can really do and then talk about it in an informed way, that's important, rather than to form an opinion before and simply talk negatively about it.
Dr. Held, thank you for speaking with us.
You've been listening to Stephanie Held, head of the Technology Network Unit of the International Energy Agency. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.